Equal Housing Lender.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. The Alabama Senate gave final approval to a bill that would block cities from implementing new occupational taxes. This comes after the Montgomery City Council passed an occupational tax earlier this month. This bill now heads to Governor Ivey's desk. A judge has dismissed a lawsuit over control of the Alabama Democratic Party. The judge dismissed the lawsuit filed by longtime leader Nancy Worley to prevent new chair Chris England from taking control. The judge says he doesn't have jurisdiction over the internal party dispute. And Selma's Bridge Crossing Jubilee events get underway this weekend. Thousands of people, from residents to tourists and even several presidential candidates, will be in Selma for the Bridge Crossing Jubilee. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
If you're thinking about buying or selling a home, let me encourage you to skip Zillow and call Millow.
This is Paul and Christy Millow, and we're both licensed real estate agents with Wallace and Moody Realty. We provide you with expertise, advice, and superior marketing technology to help you get the results you need.
So if you need to buy or sell a house, please call Paul or Christy today at 399-7648 or visit our website at skipzillowcallmillow.com to get a free copy of our 21-point marketing plan.
Remember, for all your real estate needs, skip Zillow, call Millow.
Well, listen to that trombone. That's Bob Rogers. He's a musician, an electrician, small businessman, and a hard worker. Just the kind of guy you want to send to Congress to represent you. Not a millionaire, not a lawyer, a hard worker just like you are. Elect Bob Rogers to Congress.
I'm Bob Rogers. I paid for and approved this message.
United for your comfort.
Shane is here from United, number one in the River Region when it comes to your indoor comfort. What's going on at United?
We have some new and improved financing available. It is quick, simple, and we can get you qualified in just a couple of minutes.
Get a new efficient system with monthly payments as low as $90 and with no down payment. The process is fast and hassle-free. Call today and ask about the new financing program.
Locally owned and operated with well over 300 years combined experience, United takes care of thousands of families in the River Region every year. Call for a free estimate and let us educate you on all the latest technology.
Free estimates, affordable pricing, new finance options, dependable service teams, and the latest technology. It's no surprise United is number one in the River Region. Stop throwing money away and call United today, 262-0247.
Or visit unitedheating.net and check us out on Facebook.
Alabama certification number 84560.
United for your comfort.
I'm Cam Ward, and as a Republican candidate for the Alabama Supreme Court, I want to tell you what I believe. God, my family, and my country are the three most important things in my life. My philosophy is simple. The legislature should make laws. Judges interpret the law, not the other way around. The Second Amendment absolutely matters. Violent criminals should be kept behind bars as long as possible. And elections do matter. On March 3rd, I'm asking you to vote for me, Cam Ward, to take these values to the state Supreme Court.
Paid for by Cam Ward for Justice, P.O. Box 1749, Alabaster, Alabama.
Let's face it. Credit cards are pretty much a necessity.
New tires for the car? Here's my card.
I take my daughter and her college friends out for sushi. Here's my card. And most of us just accept the high interest rates credit cards charge as a necessary evil.
What are you going to do?
Here's what you can do. Get a low fixed rate credit card consolidation loan from LightStream and pay off those credit card balances. You can get a loan from $5,000 to $100,000, and you could get your money as soon as the day you apply. The average credit card company charges over 20% APR. But with LightStream, you can get a fixed rate as low as 5.95% APR with autopay.
Now I can pay off my high-interest credit cards and save money with a much lower rate. Thanks, LightStream.
Want an even lower interest rate? Apply today at lightstream.com/news and get an additional interest rate discount. That's lightstream.com/news for an additional discount. lightstream.com/news.
Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.5% autopay discount. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/news for more information.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Do join the conversation at 272-9228. Welcome back, everyone. News Talk 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show on a Friday. TGIF edition. Any caller can get in on this weekly farm market gift basket drawing. We're going to have the master of ceremonies of this weekly farm market in for legislative roundtable, Reed Ingram himself, along with Senator Will Barfoot. I think you're going to enjoy that. We're going to talk about the occupational tax bill and their predictions on that. And he got a real healthy vote, by the way. It's 8 Democrats voted against it. And if you're a first-time caller, your name will go in twice for this weekly farm market gift basket. Also, Fresh Market has got the porterhouse steak, which I went by and looked at them yesterday. The premium porterhouse steak for $7.99 a pound. That is a bargain. Let me tell you what I do. And if Michael or Ramsey are there, they can take care of you. They're great folks at Fresh Market. But I get them to cut me one that's about a pound and a third, pound and a half, and it is great on the grill. Marinate it and put that bad boy on there, and you will love it. So take advantage of that, folks. And they have the Alabama shrimp on sale also. Their ad is incorrect, but you go in there, and it's on the right-hand side. You'll see it up on the board. The sales price on there, and I've had that shrimp. It's really good. I didn't realize they were carrying it over to this week until I was there yesterday. So go by there and see them at Fresh Market. They're going to be doing ribs pretty soon. Been talking to Cecil about that. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Bill. Bill, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show on a Friday.
Hey, Dan.
How are you?
I am great. It is a beautiful day. The sun is really warming everything up. I've got an idea. Spring is just around the corner.
I think you're right. I actually saw a cray mosquito yesterday.
Uh-oh.
I know.
I was just listening to your last news clip.
Mm-hmm.
I'm confused. Does California not have a State Department of Health out there?
Oh, they do. They have CaliCare. California Care.
So,
the best medicine around, they say.
How could this be a federal issue then?
Oh, because it's always Trump's fault.
This will be a great opportunity for President Trump and Vice President Pence to really point out that this is a California problem right now. It is not a United States problem.
Well, I don't think that the Trump administration is going to act like the Democrats are, and I urge them not to do that, because they need to show that they're working for the country, and I think the Democrats will show that they're working for themselves. I tell you what, Tom Steyer and some of these other people say, it was outrageous. Outrageous.
Well, I agree, but, I would love to see either Pence or Trump, either one, say, look, if y'all can't handle this, we can step in as the federal government, but it's usually state rule, and it's a California problem, but if y'all want us to help you spend your money, but this goes to show that we may need to divert the direction of that wall and include a little bit of our western coast outside the wall rather than inside.
You would like that, wouldn't you, Bill?
I would, but I will say this.
We would have a wall that separates Nevada and California. Nevada and California, sorry.
My daughter is now a resident of L.A.
Oh,
so
poor thing.
I have to be careful with this.
What part of L.A. does she live in? Central?
Yes.
Over by Century Plaza and all that?
Well, she's actually in Hollywood.
Oh, wow. In Hollywood proper?
Right next door to it.
Man, obviously not Bel Air, unless she's living the good life.
Well, she's really having a hard time out there because you know, she was in San Francisco, and then she took a different territory and moved to Los Angeles. And neither the rent in both of those areas is not very cheap.
No, it's not. That's why you live in Long Beach or someplace like that, not next to Hollywood.
Yeah, well, unfortunately, she needs to kind of be centrally located because of her territory. But I just thought I would throw that in, that, you know, for the Dems to want, for the Californian Democrats to want every place out there to be a sanctuary city and are kicking up their heels so much about building the fence. Not really a wall, it's a fence, a modified fence. Isn't this more example of why we need that, not less?
Yeah, and they're really cracking down. They're basically saying you're not going to get entrance into this country, period. And they're stopping people at the border, not allowing them through. They do fever tests on them, but they're really constricted the border. Because when this showed up in Brazil, the pathway from Brazil through Central America up to Mexico is pretty easy.
Oh, absolutely. And you don't even have to go as far as Brazil. I mean, look at El Salvador, Nicaragua.
Well, Brazil actually has cases. It's the first country out of North America and Europe to have it.
Don't you imagine several of the third world countries have cases?
I don't know. How would they have gotten it? And the Brazil one came from actually traveling to Asia.
Yeah, well, I'm thinking that you probably got a lot of Asians that are visiting all of those areas because they're so cheap and they're not very populated. So I would think you would have a lot of travelers in those areas. And let's face it, anywhere in Indonesia that anybody travels now, you've got that potential.
Yeah. Well, you have one of the largest naval bases that's Chinese in Africa, in Djibouti. It's, and so that's where they think that came from, that skipped it over to Africa.
Well, my question is,
which is not known for its medicine. Go ahead.
No, absolutely. Their hospitals aren't real high rated over there, I wouldn't think.
Nope.
My other question would be this: why is Homeland Security trying to distribute so many of these people that have been exposed to so many different areas?
What do you mean? Are you talking about the people that came off the cruise ship?
Yeah. A week or so ago, they were supposed to be coming to Anniston.
Go ahead.
We know we've got people in Nebraska. They know they've got people in California there at Travis Air Force Base.
Right.
Where else are they? And why are we not putting them all in the same place?
I think separating them is probably not a bad idea, where you don't have a kind of a big blob of folks there. Where if this thing did get passed, because you know now they're talking about an animal got it, an animal gave it to somebody else, a dog. Bill, yeah, I gotta go, buddy. Go ahead.
Have a good day.
Thanks. Let me go to David. David, welcome over to the Dan Morris Show on Friday, TGIF.
Hey, Dan. How are you?
I'm really good. How are you feeling? You got a cough yet?
Fine. Say what?
Have you gotten a cough yet?
No.
Good.
Hey, you know, I heard an interesting statement the other night by an individual that said that they believe that this possibly could have gotten out of the chemical weapons lab in Wuhan that the military runs. The scientists that work there, because they're not well paid, that they actually, when they run tests with the animals, when they're done running their tests, any animals that haven't died, they basically take No, they take them out of the lab and sell them in the markets there for meat. And so they think that's possibly how, and of course, saying now that they have actually found the dog with, infected with it, they believe that that's possible, that that's exactly what had happened and how it got introduced into the public.
Wow.
So,
yeah, Tom Cotton is the guy who's been on that. There's a biological weapons place there, and it's they think that that's where it got out of.
Right, right. And which, you know, if you do find an animal that is, you know, is contagious with it, that would kind of make sense, that theory, as to how, you know, it did get out into the public, if it actually did, you know, come from that lab. So with the stock market, I was listening to some interesting stuff this morning, and there's basically kind of, you know, two theories. Of course, the stock market, as you know, is driven by either greed or fear. And I heard one individual say, basically throw out the hypothesis that George Soros is behind a lot of this, driving the fear factor with the media and the Democrats in order to try to sink the economy, to make Trump look bad. And another individual was pushing that a lot of this was being driven by the hedge fund, trying to drive prices down on stocks so that they could get bargain stock prices and wait for them to go back up and sell them off.
Yeah, I'm not, the last theory, I mean, basically what happens is you have a mechanized device that is going through, and once you pass a limit, and let's say it's the 50-day moving average, once it breaks that, these mutual funds will go in and put in a sell order for those things that broke the 50-day moving average. I'm looking at my chart of my stuff. I've got about, out of 25, I've got 12 that broke the 50-day moving average.
Right.
And so you get these sell programs that hit, and that's what happened yesterday. It went down 250 points in 5 minutes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, this morning I was watching one of the financial programs, and it was down like 600, and I went and got a bowl of cereal, came back, sat down like 3 minutes later, and it had jumped another 200 points.
Yeah, no, that's exactly what's happening.
Yeah.
And so what it has to do is it has to make these natural bottoms, and if it makes a natural bottom, and we're very close to one right now, we're about 90 points, it's going to test it right now, matter of fact. And if you make a natural bottom, then the opposite of the sell programs hit in, and then what you do is you get looks and see buy programs that are there. So if something is behaving real well, the market itself hits the bottom, then they'll get hit a sell program, a buy program on it, and have the reverse effect on it.
Yeah, yeah. Which, you know, I mean, I'm fortunate. I'm still 8 years from retirement, so, you know, I'm going to ride it out. I feel bad for people who are retired right now, you know, and losing a lot of money. You know, I mean, I've lost a lot of money, but I know it's going to bounce back.
Yeah, there you go. I mean, you're always playing for the long haul. You're always, when I tell people, you need to make a list of stocks you want to buy at a good price. That's what I do every night.
Yep.
I do it twice a day. I look after the market, and I look between 12 and 1 at stocks and how they're behaving. So, you know, I had three stocks that went up yesterday instead of down. So those are good companies, and they're
sure,
solid.
Absolutely. So anyway, have a good weekend.
Thank you. You too. Let me go to break. Carolyn, coming back to you, Dan Marr Show, right after this.
Your news talk place to be, the Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACB. He may not know whether he's coming or going, but
But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Many times I said we would drain the swamp, and that's exactly what we're doing right now.
But President Trump can't drain the swamp by himself. Here in Alabama, we have two candidates for Congress who are part of the swamp. Jeff Coleman was sued by the DOJ for defrauding the military. And while Troy King was attorney general, he solicited political favors from a target of his office's investigation. Jeff Coleman and Troy King embody self-serving politics as usual. Only Terry Hasdorf will help President Trump drain the swamp. Hasdorf is pro-life, pro-gun, pro-family, pro-wall, and doesn't care about pleasing the political class. Terry Hasdorf is a true conservative Republican we can trust. Help President Trump drain the swamp. On Tuesday, March 3rd, vote Terry Hasdorf for Congress.
Making Congress Great Again PAC is responsible for the content of this ad. Paid for by Making Congress Great Again PAC and not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. www.makingcongressgreatagain.com.
Hey, have you heard about what's happening at Wind Creek Casino and Hotel?
No, but I've heard it's the coolest casino and hotel ever.
Well, now, if you join Wind Creek Rewards, they'll reimburse you with free play for up to $1,000.
They'll give me back as much as $1,000?
I know, right? They call it the New Player Promise, and they'll also throw in some free food so we don't go hungry.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go to Wind Creek Casino and Hotel.
New members only. Minimum $75 loss required. Visit windcreek.com for complete rules.
I'm Beth Kellum. There are people who want me off the Court of Criminal Appeals because they think that someone else will be softer on criminals or replace criminal justice with social justice. But that's not what serving as a judge is all about. A judge's job is first and foremost to respect the Constitution. That means making sure the punishment fits the crime, and it means following the law, not legislating from the bench.
Beth Kellum brings decades of criminal and appellate law experience to the bench, and Beth Kellum's seen it all.
When you've been around criminal law for decades, you've heard everything. That's where experience counts.
Beth Kellum has the intelligence, the courage, the experience, and conservative values Alabama needs on the Court of Criminal Appeals. Re-elect Beth Kellum. Beth Kellum. Beth Kellum for Court of Criminal Appeals. Paid for by Beth Kellum for Court of Criminal Appeals. Box 24-1511 Montgomery, 36124. BethKellum.com.
While you may be making sure your pet has everything they need, the River Region Humane Societies need your help too. Blue Water Broadcasting and Montgomery Eye Physicians are doing something about it. Help stuff our Sprinter van full of badly needed shelter supplies. Bring your donations to Montgomery Eye Physicians, helping you to see life clearly. It's our annual Paw It Forward Pet Drive. Donate what you can. From Blue Water Broadcasting and Montgomery Eye Physicians.
To find out how you can help, visit newstalk931.com.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1, WACV.
272-9228, that's where we are. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Carolyn. Carolyn, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show on a Friday, TGIF edition.
Hey, Dan. Yes, this is Carolyn. You probably know me better as Dr. Brady's wife.
Yeah,
and because he got the way, you know, when he was sick before he passed away, he didn't want to watch the TV. He didn't want to listen to the radio or anything. And I remember Judge Montiel used to say, Gary, call in and answer this question if you're listening. But I said, Jerry, do you want me to call? And he said, no, I don't want to hear any of it. I just don't want to talk about it. And so anyway, he just was like that in the end, you know. But Dan, I just want to tell you that you're doing a great job, and you just don't know how many prayers that we have sent up for you way back when you were going through your ordeal.
Well, and I appreciate that a lot.
We called you a miracle child because we had, you know, our prayer group praying for you, and then those in our church praying for you. So we're just, you know, real pleased with the way that things turned out for you. And every time you go back to Houston, you know, for another checkup, we just cringe and just pray and pray. But anyway, so you've proven that, that the Lord does answer prayer. And we're
absolutely. I am living evidence of that.
Absolutely. And Joey is just a real good assistant for you. You're very fortunate to have him. He does a great job.
I agree with that 100%.
Appreciate
even
that.
When he was going solo, you know, back when Jack was having problems and stuff and couldn't come in some of the time, he'd have to go back for an hour or two by himself, and he just handled it all.
He does. He does a great job for like me and for his own show.
Yeah, like a real trooper, right? Listen, Dan, what I called about was this. I'm really concerned about this vote coming up among these people who want to be in the Senate, that we're really here in Alabama, just really need to stick together. Now, don't ask me. I'm not on here to promote any certain person, but I do want us to all think about this, that we have to stick together to put Doug Jones out. You know, they talk about, the Dems like to talk about, we just need to get somebody who can beat Trump. We don't care who it is. We just want somebody to beat Trump. But that's what they've been singing all this time. But we've got to take that attitude about Doug Jones, because I've seen on two different local stations, TV stations, in the news, in the past month, not just last week, where he has been interviewed, and he said, yeah, I plan to win again, and all this, so he has big time. I don't know, he's going to bring the forces out and stuff like this, but what I'm scared of is, and you can correct me, and I know you're not a prophet, but that if Coach Tuberville gets it, and he's such a nice man, but if he gets it in the primary, then we're going to be back to what we were with Judge Moore, and that was bad.
Why do you say that?
Well, like you said, you've said sometime in the past, I've heard you say that when you voted over at Huntington College, that there were a lot of, on that time, that there were a lot of Republicans that were, Democrats that were voting Republican, and so anyway, Republicans voting Democrats, excuse me, got it backwards. But anyway, and so, because they said they were not going to vote for pedophile. Well, then, in this case, what I'm afraid of is if they're voting for Coach Tuberville, see, we have, then he gets in the primary, we have a lot of Alabama graduates, I'm afraid. Now, I have a master's from there, my sister has a bachelor's, and so, we both would go ahead and vote for the coach, because we're not that way. But hey, between those two schools, I'm so afraid that some of those Alabama fans, a lot of those Alabama fans, and it's a lot of them around Alabama.
Let me alleviate your fears here. I've seen polling that is head to head against Doug Jones. Anybody that runs against Doug Jones will beat Doug Jones in a head to head meeting. And Tuberville, Sessions, and Burns slaughter him. I mean, it is a smackdown. I'm talking about by 20 points.
Okay. Well, then that's encouraging to me, then, because I've really worried about that, if we should come up to that, and then the people from the University of Alabama, the grads, won't go vote for Coach Tuberville, which we need to all, like I said, stick
together. Yeah, I don't think that's a problem. I think he has done a very good job of jumping that shark, so I don't think that's an issue. Yeah. I know people that are Alabama fans that really like Tuberville.
Yeah, well, that's a good thing. Well, that's encouraging, because I was just really going by the fact that between the two schools, how they are and everything. Jerry and I never have been like that. That if Auburn wins, then that's a good thing for Auburn. And I mean, when we lived in Tennessee, and Jerry had we went full time pastorate, and Jerry had a church up there, and the people up there say, when it was time for the two schools to go against each other, and they'd always say, well, listen, who are y'all for? And all this, and we'd say, well, now, we're for Alabama, because we've been for Alabama all this time, save Alabama, for the school, because, we did have a bridge from there, but anyway, and then, but we said that we're really for either one of them, because it's the state of Alabama, and that's our home state.
Right. I completely understand, Carolyn, but I don't think you have anything to fear. Carolyn, thanks for the telephone call. I've got to move on here. Okay. Let me go to a break. Dan Morris Show, and be back right after this.
The Dan Morris Show.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket?
Download the Newstalk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
I'm Troy King. I approve this message, and I think you will too. I believe in keeping our Bibles open and our guns loaded, in standing for the flag and kneeling for God. I believe life is sacred and begins at conception. I believe we need a wall to keep illegals out and raids to end sanctuary cities. I'm through being pushed around by the liberals in Washington, and I intend to stand with President Trump. I'm Troy King. That's why I'm running for Congress, and it's why I hope you'll vote for me on Tuesday. Paid for by Troy King for Congress.
You've just arrived home from a relaxing and well-deserved vacation. As you walk in the door, you hear a squish. That old water heater in your attic has leaked through your ceiling and into your living room, ruining family photos, furniture, and who knows what else. You wonder if this headache could have been avoided. With a tankless water heater from Headley Plumbing, you eliminate the possibility of leaks and maximize your savings. An endless hot water supply means you have the freedom to run the dishwasher, do a load of laundry, and grab a shower without getting an arctic blast of cold water. Talk to Headley today, 285-3667, or visit them online at HeadleyPlumbing.com.
River Region residents know that Headley Plumbing has quick and affordable plumbing and septic services. You can also find quality metal buildings at Headley Plumbing, a new storage building, carports up to 24 feet wide, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. RV owners, check your warranty. Many manufacturers require that your RV is stored undercover to keep your warranty in force. Call Headley Metal Buildings today at 285-3667 or visit HeadleyMetalBuildings.com.
March 3rd, voters in Autauga County Commission District 1 will have the opportunity to move the district forward or keep the status quo. Paul Beckman is ready to serve the district and turn around the failing infrastructure, help get a fair share of funding, and help our schools. Paul's not a part of the good old boy network, and there'll be no quid pro quo. Paul Beckman will be the voice that fights for what's best for Autauga County Commission District 1. Vote Paul Beckman, March 3rd.
I'm Paul Beckman, and I approve this message. Paid for the Friends of Paul Beckman at 1803 Garrett Drive, Prattville, Alabama, 36066.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Get a complete heating and cooling system for just $69 a month. But hurry, there are limited quantities available. Visit calldixie.com.
Call Dixie and it's done.
License number 15033.
The conservative outsider for U.S. Congress in Alabama's 2nd Congressional District is Jeff Coleman.
Well, the campaign's almost over and charges are flying. But here's the truth. The United States military still uses our moving services all around the world, every single day, and has for 70 years. I'm looking past partisan politics to support our military and help President Trump build that wall.
Jeff Coleman's the real deal conservative in this race. He's been endorsed by the Alabama Farmers Federation, the Business Council of Alabama, and the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. He's a conservative businessman, not a politician. And Jeff refuses to play political games.
Tiff and I have loved meeting you, and I'd sure appreciate your vote.
Absolutely.
I'm Jeff Coleman, the conservative businessman candidate for U.S. Congress, and I approve this message, paid for by Jeff Coleman for Congress.
Fox News, I'm Lillian Wu. The World Health Organization raises the global risk of coronavirus spread to its maximum level.
But the agency's Mike Ryan stressing the virus can be contained.
This is a reality check for every government on the planet.
Among the latest countries joining the list of those with infections, Mexico, Nigeria, and New Zealand.
Fox's Simon Owen, a woman is being treated in Sacramento, California, after contracting the virus seemingly through community spread.
In the wake of this case, U.S. health officials are now expanding the criteria for who can be tested. The CDC also producing and sending out more test kits.
Fox's Claudia Cowan. And a setback for the Trump administration's policy to make asylum seekers wait in Mexico before their cases get heard. A court of appeals in San Francisco ruling that the so-called remain in Mexico policy should be put on hold. America's listening to Fox News.
Hi, this is Dan Black with Dan Black Studios in Montgomery, and we've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for about 2 years now, and I can't say enough good things about the folks here at Blue Water. It's outstanding. We've been in business for many, many years, and without a doubt, Blue Water Broadcasting Radio has absolutely been our best mode of advertising. I highly recommend it to any business owner that wants to grow their business.
If you're a local business, 93% of your customers listen to radio every week.
reach customers where they are. Radio, Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call him today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. I love when I can tell you about a great weekend forecast. It looks like we have a dandy. Tonight's going to be another clear, chilly night. The overnight low temperature falls to about 36. But tomorrow, plenty of sunshine. High temperature up to about 60. In fact, we have a warming trend beginning Sunday. That'll be the nicest day of the weekend. Upper 60s to perhaps teasing 70. We'll be in the 70s on Monday and Tuesday with a chance of showers and possible severe weather, I think, by the middle of next week. It has our attention. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
The Dan Morris Show.
Tim Cook is doing this interview that you're seeing right now. He's doing it in Birmingham, Alabama at the Apple Store.
Oh, interesting.
Let's go to the phones, boys and girls. Let's go to Mark C. Mark C., welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hey, Dan and Joey.
How are you?
Doing good. I agree with you on that, the Alabama fans. Our family has a bunch of Alabama graduates, and they're on the Tuberville train. They, we kind of look at him like we did Trump, regardless of not being a politician, having experience. He's got the moral fibers, and we're just kind of fed up with some of the mudslinging, especially with all the stuff we've gone through with the Democrats, that some of the others, and I know Tommy's had to do some to defend himself, but just because the football rivalry, I don't think that's going to be an issue whatsoever. And especially like with people I know and people in my family. I mean, we're all on the Tommy Tuberville thing. But if you look at it from our standpoint, if it wasn't for him, we might not have gotten Saban. So.
That's the way to look at it.
Yes, sir. You guys have a good day.
Mark, say thanks for having a call. You have a great weekend. Don't forget, we're going to have legislative roundtable. Senator Will Barfoot and Reed Ingram, Representative Reed Ingram, 205 today. Let's continue on with this last part of the on the coronavirus. Well, no, actually, take that
scratch
back. Scratch. Let's go to the cuts because I want to get into some of this goodies here. Ed O'Keefe on South Carolina. How's South Carolina's looking? Yeah, listen in.
Democrats vote tomorrow in South Carolina's primary, where Joe Biden now appears to be the heavy favorite. The newest poll shows the former vice president with 36% support, a substantial lead in South Carolina. Senator Bernie Sanders, the Democrats' national frontrunner, is second with 16%, followed by billionaire businessman Tom Steyer with 15%. Ed O'Keefe is in Columbia, South Carolina. Ed, what are the candidates up to this morning?
Well, Anthony, good morning. We tallied it up, and they're holding at least 16 events across this state today. But with a Biden win seemingly likely, the other contenders are now fanning out across the country, trying to visit those 14 states, casting ballots on Tuesday.
This nation isn't looking for a revolution. It's looking for results.
Former Vice President Joe Biden is poised to win his first contest of the 2020 campaign. As he travels through South Carolina, he's touting a familiar talking point, his close work with former President Obama, vowing to build on the Affordable Care Act.
I'm not running to destroy Barack Obama's signature legislative achievement.
Okay, so Biden seems to be kind of prepared to win. We're going to do a story about a group of Republicans that are going to cross over and vote for Bernie. I'm not real keen on that idea, but their motivation is kind of different. Let's continue on with Ed O'Keefe.
But his lead here isn't stopping opponents from raising concerns about whether he has what it takes to go the distance.
Joe Biden is a good friend of mine. I've known Joe for many years. He is a decent guy. But I don't believe that Joe can beat Trump when people learn that he voted for the war in Iraq.
As candidates prepare for Super Tuesday next week, former Mayor Pete Buttigieg believes he can emerge as the best alternative to Bernie Sanders.
We've got the most votes and the most delegates of any candidate besides Senator Sanders. I'm the only one who's beaten him anywhere.
On the trail, Democratic contenders are speaking out more frequently about the coronavirus. They fault President Trump for not doing more to prepare the country.
He's not leading. He's reacting much, much too late. And his incompetence really does put us all at risk.
I believe this has been a dangerously incompetent response to a global pandemic. And this is exactly my point about him. He's actually incompetent.
In a statement, Sanders said that the administration must stop releasing misleading, unscientific, and false information about whether the virus can be controlled. And Senator Elizabeth Warren introduced a bill that would divert all money budgeted to build a U.S.-Mexico border wall to instead fight the virus.
Even as the administration works to fight coronavirus, the president will be here in South Carolina today to hold a campaign rally in North Charleston.
Let me give you some polling data. Remember, we're not as interested in the numbers as we are the trend. Of three states, two that are key, one that is kind of a pivotal state because of who is from there. But California, CNN poll, Sanders, 35 points. Warren, 14 points. Biden, 13 points. Bloomberg, 12. California Berkeley IGS poll, Sanders 34 points, Warren 17, Biden 8, Bloomberg 12. Now, the trend line there is both of those polls have Sanders 1 at 35, 1 at 34. Both the polls have Warren at 1 at 14, 1 at 17, and Biden either 13 or 8, but Bloomberg in either third or fourth position here. So that's a trend line that we can look at and say, okay, looks like Sanders will win California.
Right.
And if you're not above 15%, you get nothing. Nothing. So now let me move to Texas. CNN, oops, didn't mean to do that. Right when I'm going to say move to Texas, it flips out. Okay. And moving to Texas, CNN, Sanders at 29, Biden at 20. Stop it. They added a poll, that's why. Sanders at 29, Biden at 20 in Texas, the CNN. Bloomberg at 18, Warren at 15. So then you look at the University of Houston poll, Sanders at 26, Biden at 20, Bloomberg at 20, Warren at 11. Now those two polls are pretty tight there. So Sanders is beating Biden by 9 points in the CNN. The number is 29, 26, Biden 20, 20, Bloomberg 18, and then 20, Warren at 15 and 11. So those are, that's showing us a pattern that's there. So Sanders should win Texas. I think Biden can get a pop out of South Carolina to help him in Texas. But now here is one that's very interesting. Massachusetts, WBUR, Sanders at 25%, Warren at 17%, Buttigieg at 14%, Bloomberg at 13%, Biden at 9%. The UMass Amherst poll, Sanders at 25%, that's a match set number to the WBUR, Warren at 23%, she was 17% in the BUR poll, Buttigieg 14%, he was 14% in the BUR poll, Biden at 12, he was 9 in the BUR poll. Bloomberg at 9, he was 13 in there. So that should tell you that Sanders should win Massachusetts and Warren will come in second. And then there will be a question who is that third, fourth, but it should be Buttigieg, Bloomberg, Biden is kind of the cluster that you'll see. So that is, those are some interesting polling numbers that are coming out. Let's go to Uncle Bob. Uncle Bob, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hey, Dan, enjoy your show.
Thank you.
I guess Pelosi wants coronavirus to come across the border. She won't take money from the the wall.
Well, she's just saying that is for political things to try to, you know, ditch the wall. It's, I mean, there's the money in the issue is they're trying to get political advantage. Uncle Bob, you there?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Did you hear what I just said?
Yes, sir, I did. I understand. I know exactly what she's trying to do, but I want to know if you remember the JCs in Little League Baseball.
Absolutely.
Yep, my brother remembered. Thought you and your brother might have played. He remembered your older brother.
The JCs in Tallahassee?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, my brother was a pitcher there. He was a little teeny tiny thing. Somebody sent him a pitcher, and it was of that team, and it was amazing the number of people I knew of that. But he had a mean curveball at 12 years old, by the way.
Yeah, we played from 9 to 12 back then.
I'm sorry?
We played from 9 to 12. Back in that day.
Right, which is why when I came to Montgomery and they had it kind of divided up differently, I've been playing against 12-year-olds, and so I was not playing against 12-year-olds, I was playing against 9 and 10-year-olds, and so I was a heck of a hitter. And so I can kind of get it done. Tallahassee teaches good baseball. Uncle Bob, I need to roll here, my friend.
Thank you for taking my call.
Thank you for calling. Let me go to East real quickly. East, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Hey, good morning, or good afternoon, Dan. I'm sorry. It's been a long day. I sound like a candidate for political office.
Oh, man. Are you not sick of these ads?
Well, I am, but I'm looking forward to voting, man. I count it a high privilege, and I'm paying attention. This, what I called about was this. This deal with the panic over the disease, Dan, I have seen a pattern over the last, 10 or 15 years, where the media will find out about Zika. They'll find out about SARS. They'll find out about all of these obscure diseases that can be pandemic, and very little comes of it. I mean, look, the people that suffer from them and even die, it's unfortunate, but a lot of people die in traffic accidents, too. You know, and it's like I feel like somebody's jerking my chain here, especially with my 401k, man. I mean, you know, we've got all of this panic going on, and am I wrong to feel this way?
No, I mean, that's exactly what they're doing. The networks basically deal off of fears. Fear of the weather, fear of the snowstorm, fear of global warming, fear of the hurricane coming in. Now it's fear of something, you know, called coronavirus.
Yeah, and the people that are successful in life, Dan, and we've seen this through the years, are people who refuse to be afraid.
There you
and
go.
I'm just, you know, I an old woman that I used to work with in Dothan years and years ago used to say this, and I hope I don't get in trouble for saying it. But she'd say, don't pee on my leg and tell me it's raining. And that is exactly what I feel like they're doing.
Well, interestingly enough, I think that the public is kind of going, you know, you're overstating all of this. You're pushing this way too far. There are 80 cases, 80. We're a population of 340 million people. 80 cases, that's it.
Right. Well, and look at all the people that have died from simple flu. I mean, my great-grandparents died of flu back in the turn of the last century, left my grandfather an orphan. And then look at the people that are dying from breast cancer.
They're
stacked up like cordwood. But I'm supposed to get upset about, you know, my new Apple iPhone being late delivered. And I'm just, you know, I'm just tired of this, man.
I hear you. East, thank you for the telephone call.
Thank you, sir.
Let me go to a break. Coming back, Big John, right after this.
not know whether he's coming or going. But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Most of us love to make buying decisions based on referrals from others. We've built our company on the compliments and referrals of our great customers. Hi, this is Terry for Weedman Lawn Care of Montgomery. Our golf course quality timed-release products feed lawns for months, not days. We make your yard greener, thicker, more kid-friendly. Strive to be weed-free and do so with an environmentally sound approach to lawn care. But more importantly, you might want to hear what others say about their experience with us. Carlos C. says, Weedman prices for service are very competitive. The difference is you get the best service in the area. I highly recommend you call and get a quote from Weedman. Thanks, Carlos. Weedman is recommended by landscapers, golf course superintendents, and people like Chara S., who gushes. Weedman is very professional, timely, courteous, knowledgeable. I could keep going, but you get the point. I've used other lawn care services, but Weedman exceeds them all. That's quite a compliment. Go to WeedmanUSA.com for a free quote. Lawn care companies are not all alike. Go to WeedmanUSA.com today.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228, that's where we are. Is that an hour, Big John?
Indeed.
Oh, man, let's bring in Big John. Big John, Big John, how are you, my friend?
Privyet, comrade.
How are you? My fellow socialist, how are you feeling first?
Socialist. Well, listen, you know, one thing about it, once they switch me from medication to medication, it, you know, everything settles down, I'm all right.
There you go.
Yeah. I'm just kind of preparing for, in the event Putin really backs old Bernie, I think it's going to be important to learn our motherland's Russian language.
There you go. You got to do something to defend yourself. So knowing all the Russian history would be good for you.
Absolutely, I think so. And used to be, I would try out all the different vodkas to figure out which one I wanted, but I can't do that anymore. You know, the thing is, I watched every single one of those Democratic debates. And in all fairness and all seriousness, watching those debates and listening to those people, this has got to be the most comical presidential election we're fixing to run into.
There you go.
Because it is, if they are the very best that the Democratic Party can produce, they're in a mess.
No, and Big John, that Elizabeth Warren summed up exactly what you're talking about in like a phrase.
Fat broads and horse-faced lesbians.
That's my gal.
I mean, that is, well, number one, I agree with everything she said. But here's the thing. I mean, listening to her, I just want to, like, I feel like any minute she's going to come around and rap my knuckles with a ruler. You know?
She does have that kind of teacher look to her, doesn't she?
She does. And then she on stage lied again about why she got let go. You know, she said she got fired because she was pregnant. I mean, the school board has been in the papers saying we didn't fire her because she was pregnant. We put her on leave.
Yeah. She has a real difficulty with the truth.
Yeah. And you know what? Besides that, you know, she signed federal forms saying that she was a Native Indian. I mean, isn't that fraud all by itself?
Absolutely.
But nobody's bringing that up. I would be bringing that up on the stage. I'm surprised Bloomberg's not bringing
it up. Well, a guy named Donald J. Trump will be bringing it up somewhere if she's the nominee.
Listen, I am literally going to break out my spandex wrestling uniform because whenever Donald Trump gets on that stage, he is going to eat them alive.
I know.
And it is going to be great to see.
It will be indeed. That's popcorn and Corona there, without the virus.
Oh, absolutely. Without the virus. Yeah, listen, don't try to go over to Walmart and grab a surgical mask. You'll get into a fight club real quick. So, I've already tried that, you know, with a cane and everything. It don't work. But anyway, it's been comical watching this thing, and I'm enjoying to continue to watch them. But I'm going to tell you, I think you need to brush up on your Ruski.
There you go. Well, there you go. We'll all be in the commune together here.
Absolutely.
Big John,
all right, guys.
You take care. Let me go quickly to Doug. Doug, welcome to the Dan Morris Show.
Thanks for taking my call, Dan.
Sure. What's up?
The information I'm fixing to share didn't come from Facebook. It came from Fox News. And I heard it on your show either at the bottom or top of the hour when y'all do Fox News. And I know y'all are doing what y'all have to do off mic. The 2016 exit polls, according to Fox News, 22% of the Trump voters said that they voted for Sanders in the primary. So my question to you, with you being a learned political expert as far as campaigns, if they take it away from Bernie, do they think that's going to hurt them less than if they let him be the nominee and go head-to-head with Trump?
That's a great question. That's a question I was posing at the first of this week. Would they rather have Bernie in there and let the chips fall where they may, or are they going to burn down their own party? Because that's what's going to happen. They will burn it down.
I really don't know what's going to happen. I really don't. It's going to be very, very interesting. I would love to see it be, you know, Bernie and Elizabeth against Trump and Pence. But enjoy your show, and just wanted to let you and Joey know that I do TV or flat screen just like Joey. I don't have cable. I don't have satellite. I don't have network news. I just do Hulu and 93.1 and YouTube.
That's all you need in life, right?
Good call.
That's right. And some Corona.
And there you go. Keep that virus away, my friend.
Okay, I sure will. Loving the show.
Thanks, Doug. You have a great weekend, buddy.
Yes, sir.
Well, let's see. We're going to go to our top of the hour break. We're going to come back with Legislative Roundtable. Senator Will Barfoot and Representative Reed Ingram will be in studio right after our top of the hour break.
Lightning, heavy metal thunder, racing with the wind.